welcome to Virtually Unbreakable podcast, where we inspire you to live happier and more fulfilling lives. My name is Ella and I'm your host. Today we are talking about how to find your inner calm and discuss the techniques to soothe anxiety in busy adults. I'm pleased to have you here today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Welcome to Virtually Unbreakable, the podcast exploring how to cultivate resilience in our busy lives. I'm your host, Ella, and in today's episode, we are discussing practical techniques to manage anxiety for those of us who have jam-packed schedules and endless to-do lists. I'm sure you're aware of the fact that while a certain amount of stress can motivate us, chronic anxiety eventually takes a major toll on our mental and physical health. And if you are frequently feeling overwhelmed, worried, or exhausted, this episode is for you. So I will share some simple but very powerful strategies to find moments of calm in your chaotic life. But perhaps we can start by understanding what anxiety really is. To each one of us, it can feel different. But fundamentally, anxiety is an emotion we feel. It's an emotion characterized by feelings of tension, worried thoughts, and physical changes like increased blood pressure or faster heartbeats. And it's the body's natural response to stressful or dangerous situations. However, when anxiety response keeps firing without an actual threat being present, that's when it becomes a problem. So for many busy adults, anxiety really stems from taking on too much, being overworked, or worrying excessively about the future. And we really get stuck in cycles of negative what if type of thinking. That's really not doing us any favors, and it just ramps up our anxiety more. So the good news is that we are really in control here, and we can interrupt those cycles and reprogram our anxious minds and bodies. And one way to do that is through breathing techniques. So one of the quickest ways to relieve anxiety is through breathing exercises that activate the relaxation response. So, you know, when we are anxious, our breathing tends to become very rapid and shallow from the chest. And doing few rounds of deep abdominal breathing can really help soothe the mind and body. So here is an exercise for you to try if you're currently not driving a car. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of four, allowing your belly to expand. Then exhale fully through slightly pursed lips to a count of six, drawing your belly button back towards your spine. So inhaling and exhaling. Repeat this four to six times, just focusing on the breath. And you should start to feel calmer, both mentally and physically. Another way to soothe our anxiety is to introduce some mindfulness moments. So in our cramped schedules, it's easy to get caught up worrying about the future or regretting our past. But that's so often what's holding us back from so many things. Things like living our life in a happier, more joyful ways. So anxiety really is fundamentally a fear about something that hasn't happened yet. And practicing mindfulness and bridging your attention fully to the present moment is a skill that weakens anxiety. So try two-minute mindfulness exercise whenever you start to feel anxious. For example, notice five things around you, five things you can see around you, and then four things you can feel. For example, the chair underneath you or your feet on the floor. Three things you can hear and two things you can smell. And finally, one thing you can taste. And this trains your mind to stay focused on concrete details of here and now, rather than getting hijacked by anxious thoughts about an imagined future threat that didn't happen. Cognitive restructuring is another thing I want to mention, because much of our anxiety involves irrational, negatively distorted ways of thinking. And cognitive restructuring is a technique to identify and reframe unhelpful thought patterns. For example, first of all, we need to get in the habit of noticing your anxious thoughts. So you might be catastrophizing about an upcoming work presentation with thoughts like, I'm going to do really badly and get fired. You can reframe that thought to a more rational one. Public speaking, which goes something like that. Public speaking makes me nervous, but I've prepared thoroughly and gotten through this before without any major fallouts, so I should be fine. Your anxious mind might also be making some assumptions, and we all do that without realizing. For example, my partner is working late again. They are probably going to leave me. Pause and look at the actual evidence instead of letting your mind jump to conclusions. So maybe this is a moment to tell yourself, I know my partner isn't around much these days, but they're very dedicated to their work. That does not mean that they don't love me or care about me. And another example is fortune telling. So a cognitive distortion called fortune telling. And it's about unlikely worst case scenario, right? For example, I will never meet the right person and end up alone when I'm old. So try to soften this thought and counter that thought with, I don't have evidence that this will really happen. I'm still young with plenty of time and many find partners much later in life. So by challenging cognitive distortions, you develop a more balanced perspective. When you don't know, when this still feels a little bit abstract to you and you still don't really know how to go about that, you can always stop yourself and ask yourself, do I have an evidence that this thought is true? Is that really the case? Or is it that I'm just exaggerating? And these things are difficult at first, but they get much easier with practice to reframe. Okay? So in conclusion, we could say that in our high-paced world, anxiety unfortunately becomes a norm. And that is the case for many of us, but we really don't have to accept it as inevitable part of our life. It's important to practice different things and different techniques and build a toolkit of simple things that work for you, like breath work, mindfulness, or cognitive restructuring. You could add to this list being in nature. This really works for me personally. Whenever I feel overwhelmed or anxious, I put my jogging pants on and I go to a local park and connect with nature. And I feel so much better even 5-10 minutes afterwards. So we can all find pockets of calm, even in the most hectic, stressful days. So remember, overcoming anxiety is a practice and it's a process. So be patient with yourself and be persistent. And with regular practice and application of these three strategies we covered today, you will be well on your way to a calmer and more resilient mindset. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening, and until next time, take a good care. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy it, why not follow us or leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? If you would like to receive further resources on mental health tips, identity, or embracing your positive self-image and creating happy relationship, check out our website, which is virtuallyunbreakable.co. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, where we will deliver the tips in an email once a month. The link to the newsletter is below in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Virtually Unbreakable podcast, delivered next week on Wednesday.